For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just looking downfield, nothing there. Spins away. Throws on the move. Coming, he felt it, looked, saw it, evaded it, still on the move, looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's like it's its own playground. That field is his playground.
Looking for Pettis in the corner, touchdown.
Beautiful setup from the slot by Pettis.
Bajan floats it down the sideline. Touchdown, Pettis again. They team up.
And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
You like that? Like the sound of that? The Score Afternoon Show. That's right. That's what we are. Did you guys, Robbie Triano and Alex Kuhn are here with me, Matt and Anthony Herron today. Did you roll tape on my little announcement earlier? We got that? All right, you want to? This is just we're not gonna do it every segment, Ant. But
I think we should. Let's do it every segment.
Well,
that won't be awkward.
Only if they really speed it up. But Robbie, why don't you play the role of everybody I've run into in my life over the last 4 days and ask me what I know about the afternoon show? Go ahead, ask me what's going on. Yeah, there you speak.
Hey, what's going on with the afternoon show?
Hit it. While we do not know for sure who the next co-host is, management and I are working diligently together to lock that in. Over the next 2 weeks, you'll hear voices you know well, like Anthony Herron, Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, Rami Makhlouf, and more. We hope to be able to announce something official very soon. Now, please continue to enjoy what the Odyssey podcast feed delightfully refers to as Score Afternoons.
I like all those people.
Right?
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts that you have over the next couple of weeks here.
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel & Company.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got a ring to it. Somebody already did that. But you know what's fun about Spiegel & Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity, Spiegel & Company. Hi, everybody, it's Spiegel & Company. If I did, Spiegel & Company sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity.
How often do you scat on stage?
I don't scat very often.
Oh, you got to start scatting.
You think so?
Yes.
I'll come to your house and scat out in the burbs now that we don't live nearby each other anymore.
I know. You run out of opportunities.
Other things I was thinking about calling the show for the next couple of weeks, Matt Spiegel's Flying Circus in honor of Monty Python. I was thinking about going with this one. Tell me what you think. The Dan Patrick Show. What do you think?
It's got a nice ring to it.
It's got a good ring to it, right?
It sounds popular.
We already have the Marconi. That's what I'm thinking. We already have the award. Why not just be the show?
The other guy didn't snatch it and take it with him?
The other guy.
Yeah. What was his name again?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
He seems like the type that'll snatch a Marconi and run away with it.
I already forget. It's like Weird Science after she erases the brains of Anthony Michael Hall's parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our son!
Yeah.
Don't you remember him? We have a son! No, I don't remember.
Weird Science.
Oh, so good. I don't remember who that dude was who I worked with last week. I have no idea. But thank you to everybody who helped donate for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon and the event over the weekend at Wrigley, just an incredible multi-day fundraising effort that ended up well over $1 million. And the auction is not even finished with all the cleats from the Players Weekend cleats that are available at Cubs.com/auctions. Just an incredible gathering of Cubs forces and Score forces and Danny Parkins. See, I did remember his name.
All right. Good on you for being able to recall that.
Mm-hmm.
I think next time they do that, you should get cleats out of the deal as well. You're one of the voices of your Chicago Cubs, and I think it'd be nice if you got some cleats What would you honor with your cleats?
With my cleats for a cause?
Yeah. It wouldn't have to be a person, apparently. I was asking Danny about this the other night during the radiothon. I guess it doesn't have to be a cancer survivor. It can just be anything you're passionate about that you think folks might enjoy, that they'd be willing to spend big money for. It would eventually benefit cancer. I'm trying to vamp, give you a few extra moments to come up with something worthwhile here cleats.
I think I
would. You just put Ruben.
No,
I think write the name Ruben on each cleat.
I think my cleats would be an homage to Danny Parkins. That's what they would be.
Far more poignant.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. I don't know, because it feels like you want to do it personally, or want to do it about your own hobbies and
something
such.
Something you're passionate about.
But nobody might care, you know? It would be an homage. You know what it would be? It would be an homage to all the Bears quarterbacks of our lifetimes.
To all the QB1s we loved before.
Hey, QB2 party aging extremely well. Okay. Tyson Bagent locked and loaded as a QB2.
Finally. Only took him a few weeks of the preseason.
Locked.
He looked good.
It was never not
really
his job.
Good.
Was never not his job.
A lot of people wanted to ask me about that Hall of Fame game. Oh, that Brett Rippon guy. Let's get Bagent out of here.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about Caleb. There's a characteristic that quarterbacks have had through the decades that you get to see sometimes, and you just kind of know it when you see it. And I think the first time maybe I saw it and realized it was Elway, just in my particular youth, where it's like, all right, that dude can run and he can throw and he is toying with the other players. Mm. He has a sense of confidence and a mastery that allows him to simply play as a quarterback. We saw it with Favre, and then we saw it with Rodgers. Seen it with Steve Young, you know? Mm. There was a little period there where we thought Mark Brunell was going to be that guy. You remember the playoff Brunell had?
That's a name a lot of folks won't appreciate within the context of all the other names you just said.
Gold
Jackets. But yes, Mark Brunell was a baller.
It was a baller with the ability to run, but didn't choose to do it unless he needed to. Then you've seen it, and it's not always the fleet of foot. Ben Roethlisberger had it. Right. Hell, even in my youth, a guy like Bernie Kosar had it, where he played with the pocket and had a presence, an ability to buy time and move around, always looking to throw, always without fail looking to throw, and having a sense of mastery. And obviously, Mahomes has it better than anyone we have ever seen. Dude is out there playing. And we've seen it in other sports. Anthony Edwards, this past NBA playoffs, that series against the Denver Nuggets, when you're like, oh my God, look at that dude. He's got the game on a string. Mm. We obviously all grew up with Jordan having that look when he was super young against the Celtics in the playoffs. And then in later years, whatever, just in control, playing at a different speed and capacity than everybody else. And I have never seen it on a Bears quarterback, and I saw it in that drive to end the first half on Saturday. Come on, man. You saw it too. It's not just rolling left and making that throw to Adunze, okay? It's rolling right and buying time, deking the defensive end, deking that kid, and buying a little more time and going right and making the perfect throw on the run. It's the touchdown run where he only runs as a last resort. Mm-hmm. Everything he does is designed to throw, is designed to buy time, whether it's moving left or right or scrambling or heading towards the line of scrimmage. It's all designed to buy time and create an opportunity to make a play with his arms. And the kid is freaking special. Now, there'll be problems, there'll be hiccups, there'll be learning curves, there'll be everything. But we've seen quarterbacks have that Seen great athletes have that. We've never seen a Bears quarterback have it, and we got a guy.
I feel like we're on the cusp of a declaration here. Is there a declaration that's a coming? Like, I feel like there's something. He's got the it, whatever the it is that he has.
I didn't bring the trumpet.
Okay.
We've got the trumpet recording we could go to, but you know what I mean. When you got a dude in a team sport who just seems to have control in a different way, and quarterback is one of the positions where you can obviously do that, but every once in a while it's a wing in basketball who can do that, you know? Every once in a while it's a soccer player. Hell, when Messi gets the ball and everybody freaks out and they're like, I don't know what he's going to do, but I better just really gird my loins and make sure, you know? Like, this kid has that sense of playfulness, and it is crazy.
There is a comfort with the way that he carries himself in every aspect that we get to witness publicly, and it's not... He makes it look easier than I would imagine it is. But, you know, in whatever moments where he does have to, you know, whether it's take a deep breath or calm himself down or anything like that, he's capable of doing that in really quick fashion. And the on the field, the off the field, the at the podium, even when things are imperfect, he seems comfortable and composed. And you combine that with these immense physical capabilities that he obviously possesses as a passer and a runner, and then apparently he's a really hard worker as well, and a student of the game, and wants to learn from his teammates. And all those aspects here early, extremely early, weeks into his time representing the Bears on the football field, it all seems to equate to a path that can lead to greatness. And so it's fun to watch it play out in the stage that it's in right now. It's incredibly difficult to sustain it over a period of time, but things are going really well here in the early phase.
And that's why I'm not going to proclaim anything massive in that sense. I mean, we know that this is a guy who's going to be the dude for a while. He's going to get every chance to do it. And you hope that this is the guy that they've got for, you know, the next decade. Yeah. But I think that... That is kind of clear to everybody that that's where we're going.
In case there's anybody who maybe didn't watch the game closely and all they've seen is a few highlights, Caleb and the offense did start extremely slowly against the initial defense they were facing in the game. Some of those backups, and then it was the backups of backups who in the second quarter they got things going again. So I think as far as context goes, yes, that matters in the evaluation of it, but what also matters in the evaluation of it is in the midst of that slow start and Flus and Poles, and we'll play some sound later, kind of comparing, contrasting a little bit of that, and Ryan Poles was on the air describing that a little bit, but in the what seemed to be more extended time than was planned in the game, Flus stuck with them and Caleb got it going. But even in the time, in those three and outs early in the game, he didn't look uncomfortable. There were incomplete passes. He maybe sails one a little bit to Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. You know, he throws one back across his body. And, you know, all right, you complete it to Cole Kmet, but it's not going anywhere. So it's three and out, three and out, three and out. The offense wasn't moving, but it wasn't because Caleb looked overwhelmed. Was there more for him to do? Was there, you know, more quickness to the read that he could have made and to get the ball to the right guy? Those things can be, you know, evaluated on film afterwards. But I just like the fact that he has yet to look overwhelmed here in two preseason games of limited action.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely true. I want to hear some of that sound like you're talking about. I want to hear more from Anthony Heron all afternoon about the significance of what we are watching, the significance of the slow start. But when we come back, you'll hear from Caleb where he talks about something in the mindset, that is just so completely different than everything we have experienced in recent vintage with young Bears quarterbacks. It's Spiegs and Anthony Heron, and Anthony Heron here on Spiegel & Company, right here on 670 The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.